Hey guys, welcome to this episode two of, what is this podcast called? I literally named it not that long ago. I'm so bad. Stream of Consciousness. Welcome to Stream of Consciousness with Danya Diaz. My name is Danya Diaz. Hi, welcome. Audio version will be on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you prefer podcasts only. This is the visual on my channel, Danya Diaz. Hi. I have a podcast, so if you guys want to check it out, if you only like audio, again, link below if you want that. And hi, welcome. This is my face if you can see me on YouTube. I've decided to, you know, upgrade the old podcast that I had, because originally it's always been mine, and I wanted to just continue doing this. And you know, it's basically going to be about just my stream of consciousness. And today we're going to talk about inner child, like healing your inner child and escaping reality. And a way that I fucking do it is by reading. Okay, I just finished this book called Light Lark by Alex. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, sorry for my speaking. I literally was just trying to see if I'm allergic to cherries, and I actually am. I'm allergic to the cherry skin and the plum skin. And that's so embarrassing because I love cherries. And my mouth is literally on fire right now, but I'm still going to do this podcast. Why? Because I'm a bad bitch. And I want to upload and I want to be consistent on my channel. Like, you guys are wanting this and I'm giving it to you, and I want this. You know, it's a good way for me to, you know, talk about my feelings and shit like that, if you care, like if you even care. But also some of y'all can relate with me, and I love that. So anyways, back to what I was saying. Light Lark by Alex Astor, which I'm gonna fucking meet. Let's talk about it. What the fuck? I'm gonna meet Alex Astor soon. I'm going to her fucking book signing. Well, it's like a whole thing. I'm so very excited. I will probably vlog it, so don't worry, guys. Stay tuned and subscribe to my channel if you guys haven't already. And watch and wait and watch, you know? Just finished Light Lark, and let me tell you, this book took me to another fucking universe, another dimension, bitch. Okay, I was listening to it in audiobook, and some may argue that audiobook is different than reading it, or like Kindle, blah, blah, blah. We all have our forms of reading, okay? But when I tell you, this is so good, like the way that it's so whimsical and magical, and I wish I was a freaking wildling. If you know, you know. The romance in this book was pretty okay. Like, there was a spicy scene, and I'm a smut girly. I love a good spicy scene. And I need the second book. There is a second book to this. And also, this cover is beautiful. If you're in the video version, look at this fucking cover. It's beautiful. But I fucking love books, and that's how I fucking escape reality, because I feel like you just can forget about everything that you're going through and imagine yourself in another fucking world. And I think that's so freaking cool that we can do that by just reading or listening to an audiobook. And also the way that these people write, I don't know if it's just me and how I feel things so deeply, but writing can sometimes just be so beautiful. And I wish I can have a wall full of quotes and words that sound so beautiful. Like, I can't explain it. I have a bunch of books that I've annotated, and this Light Lark is going to be a book that I'm going to go back to and annotate. But I think we should read more. And even if it's just like an audiobook, like, I don't know, like, we should think more and expand our freaking minds. Ew, I sound like my ex, like my ex-ex. But it's true, like, come on now. we need to address the elephant in the room. I got a fucking nose piercing. You probably can't see it from this camera angle over here, but I'm telling you guys, I got a nose piercing. That video is going to come out soon. I recorded it, obviously. I'm a content girly. I'm going to get the fucking content for you guys. So I vlogged that. That video is going to come out after this video. And I'm very fucking excited for you guys to see it. Okay, here are my initial thoughts. Let's like take you through the process of what was going on in my mind. So, okay, I always wanted a nose piercing, but I was just too scared, okay? And my friends all have nose piercings. Actually, in Puerto Rico, my two best friends got nose piercings there. And I should have just done it there when I went to Puerto Rico. Oh, update. Yeah, I went to Puerto Rico in November. If you don't already know this, there's a vlog. It'll be up here somewhere or in the link below. But it was a great, great, great trip. It was for Jessiel's birthday, one of my best friends. And yeah, so they got piercings there. And I just should have gotten it there. I should have fucking gotten it there. I'm such a dummy. I'm a fucking dummy. But at least I have it now. You know, and no big deal. I was gonna get it eventually, and I finally fucking did. So this is how it went down. Me and my brother really wanted a nose piercing. And I was like, okay, we'll go next weekend. Whatever. Didn't really think much of it. But then he was bugging me on Sunday, and he was like, Tanya, like, you promised blah, 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 this and that. And like, you know, as an older sibling, it is my duty to take care of my child. And I was like, oh, fuck it, fine. But the only reason why I didn't want to do it is because I know my parents were gonna get mad, and I knew that I am scared. Like, I was fucking scared. So basically, we go, and I'm like, Simon, I'm so scared. I'm so scared. Blah blah blah. And he was like, it's fine, we're already here. We go in, we see all the piercing. We were like, we want to get two nose piercings. Do you guys have availability? And they were like, yeah, we can like totally squeeze you in. And I was like, no freaking way. And then Simon is under 18, so he couldn't have gotten it. He needed like a parent, like a mom or dad. And yo, my parents were not fucking with this. Like, they do not want my brother to get one for some reason. Again, I think that's just like because they think he's a guy. Guys don't need them. I don't know. It's like a whole thing. But personally, if I had a child who wanted to do it, I would let you do it as long as you're like 18 and over. But yeah, so he was upset that he couldn't do it with me. And I really wanted him to do it with me. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it then. And there were so many cute freaking ones. I got a really cute, like, it's like gold on the outside and the inside. It's like a cute little, I'll show it. You'll see in the video when it comes out this weekend. But anyways, yeah, I, you know, picked out my jewelry and waited a little bit. They offered me a water. I was like, sure. I'm a little thirsty. Give me a water. So then I was drinking, you know, drinking my water, sitting on the couch, talking to Simon. And I was like, I'm so nervous. So then we go in. It's time. She's explaining all the rules to me. She's super cool, super pierced out. I'm like, damn, like, you're so cool. You're just talking to me and you're telling me everything. Please make sure to give me all this in paper because I'm not fucking listening to you. I'm just thinking about how much it's gonna fucking hurt. So then I go sit down. She gives me a little stress ball because my brother didn't even hold my hand the whole time. And that's crazy because if Madison would have gone there with me, she would have held my hand. She would have been like, it's okay, Pookie. Like, I got you. I'm here for you. But no, my brother just like held the camera in front of my face and he didn't even do that good of a job. Anyways, whatever. I'm not going to bash him. He did great, I guess. Whatever. I sit there. I sit back and she goes in. And when I tell you, that shit fucking hurt. I have never... Like, okay, when I got my ears pierced, I was a fucking baby, okay? I don't remember any of that shit. And I've never gotten anything else pierced in my life. So this was a really big deal. And it hurt a lot. It really hurt. And she did it. We were talking. She was talking to me. Honestly, she was talking to me. I don't even know what I said to her. I kind of blacked out in my brain. And I was just like, like reacting like that. And then I looked in the mirror and it was done. And it was cute. And I don't regret it. And it is still cute. And I can't wait to goo. I was trying to say get and do. And so then I said goo. Anyways. Ew, I'm so dumb. Okay. But I was going to... wait, what? Hold on. I can't wait to get the, like, ring. Because that's what I really want. I want a nose ring. And I'm very excited for that. It's, like, I think it's healing pretty nicely. Knock on wood. But I love it. And when I got home, I thought my parents were going to get super mad at me. But they didn't. They actually reacted pretty mild. My mom started talking to me when she first saw me. And she didn't even notice it. Didn't even notice it. I'm like, ma'am, I have something on my nose. Can you look at my face? And she eventually saw it and was like, oh. And then she's like, okay, it's kind of cute. And I was like, ah, slay, slay. She's a supporter. She's a girl's girl. And my dad was like, it's cute, whatever, you look good, but I don't like it. And I was like, okay, whatever. You're just a guy. You wouldn't understand. But yeah, my brother is very jealous that I have one and he doesn't, but it's okay. You know, he's going to get one eventually. And yeah, I'm very happy with it. I haven't taken any pictures yet because, yeah, I've kind of kept it on the DL. I haven't even showed, like, my main Instagram, I don't think. I showed my private story on Snap. But that's it. I haven't posted anything really, like, at all about it. So maybe soon. But yeah. That's what happened to me this weekend. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Oh my God, enough about me. What about you? What about you? Tell me. Tell me right now. Let's take a moment of silence for you to, like, debrief, breathe, and my bad, guys. Quiet on set. Yeah. And, like, think about how your week has been. Has it been good? Has it been bad? Has it been great? Has it been fucking awful? You know what? It's okay. We're here. We're going through it together. And it's gonna be okay eventually. And if it's not gonna be okay, then you know what? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm, like, probably... I'm so fucking dumb sometimes. I'm like, okay, let me just fucking go through my fucking notes. Let me go through my fucking... Oh, let's talk about Saltburn for a second before I get into, like, my deep shit that I have written down. Saltburn. Okay. Okay, let's talk about Saltburn. Crazy. If you've seen it, you fucking know. Comment down below if you've seen it. But basically, I think it has, like, a whole, like, eat the rich type of meaning. And I know that it's, like, it goes way deeper than that. And this guy is just fucking insane. The main character. Also, just side note, Jacob Elordi can get it any day. Jacob Elordi can I literally want to, like, hold him and just, like, look at his face for, like, hours. Like, he is such a cutie. And that whole movie was, like, filmed in film, and it's beautiful. Like, all the shots are fucking beautiful. And then there's this one scene where Jacob Elordi is, like, sitting like this, like, with his knees tucked in and his face tucked into his knees, and he's smiling. And I'm just, every time I watch that scene, okay, yeah, I watch this movie three times. Twice. I'm not that crazy, I promise. Two times. Once by myself and then once with my friends because I wanted to see their reactions. But that scene is so freaking cute. Like, I can't describe it. Like, I kind of just want to use that as my screensaver because why is he so freaking adorable? Oh, he's so, and he's so tall. Okay. But the movie was so good. It was, I think I gave it like an 8, probably. Cinematically, it's a 10. Story, 8. And then, like, the crazy shit. I mean, like, I'm into the crazy. Like, if you've seen Midsommar, I'm into, like, the psychedelic type of existential type of movies. Because they get you going, you know? They make you think. And that movie was really just, like, ugh. Like, you leave with, like, this eerie feeling. Kind of like the movie Parasite 2. It's one of my favorite movies. Oh my God. I'm going to do an episode where we just talk about movies. And I talk to you guys about all my favorite movies, the reasons, my favorite parts. Okay, that's for a different episode. But yeah, definitely watch Saltburn if you haven't already. But be sure to be prepared because there are some gnarly fucking scenes. Gnarly. Okay, let's get into what I wanted to talk about today. How to heal your inner child. I kind of just like jotted things. I'm so thirsty. I'm kind of parched right now because I'm talking. But the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I had a dream recently about having a baby. But okay, here's the thing, hear me out. I had a baby with me, like I was carrying the baby, but I didn't birth it. Like the dream wasn't about me birthing the baby. It was just like having a baby and knowing it was mine. And the baby looked like me as a baby. So, my God, take a shot every time I say baby. But basically, I was holding this baby and I was like, oh my God, you're so cute. I want to take care of you. And like I was like, okay, I put her on my bed. And I was like, okay, stay here while I get ready. And then after that, I woke up. And she was wearing, like, I remember her perfectly. She was wearing, like, this, like, pink slash, like, a baby pink. Like, really, like, way lighter than my walls pink. Baby suit, like, onesie with, like, little, like, dots, like, little flowers on it. And I was just, like, when I woke up, I was, like, oh, my God, I miss her. I miss her so much, and I love her. And that's, like, the feeling of overwhelming love and happiness that I got when I literally woke up smiling. I was like, I miss her. She was adorable. Like, what? I love her. I felt love. And in that moment, I was like, what the fuck does this mean? So then, you know, I go about my day, blah, blah, blah. Get ready, go to work. And I'm about to get myself a project that I'm working on. It's going to be my own. And, you know, this is a big deal because in my previous jobs, I feel like I've never really gotten the independence to try to explore a project on my own. And this time I'm getting this, and it's really a big deal because it's like a step towards my career and eventually probably building up in any of this that I'm trying to do. And we were talking and looking through plans, and she was like, this is going to be your baby. And in that moment, I was like, oh, dude, I told my coworker, I was like, last night I had a dream about me having a baby. Like, this is literally my baby. It might not correlate at all, but I just wanted to like let you guys know that happened, which is cool because maybe this dream was like a sign of like, you're growing, you're like literally stepping into yourself in a bigger, better way. And then also with like my inner child, I always try to make it a big deal for myself to never let that little girl go away. Like, obviously I'm a fucking adult. I'm 23, okay? I'm not a fucking little girl. Despite what you might think, you know, my room, my fucking whatever. But, you know, I'm not gonna, like, not bring these things with me. Like, sure, I love Squishmallows. So what? I'm fucking 23. So fucking what? I feel like as adults, we take shit too fucking seriously. And enough is enough. Like, why aren't you letting part of your inner child grow with you and like heal it and nurture it with you? And I don't know, I feel like some people probably lose track of that. It's not like saying I'm not going to like take responsibility and be independent and like all that. No, like I am. I know I will. I have so much left to learn, so much left to grow. But there's some things that it's okay to take with you and to have and to nurture. And like shit, like nostalgic stuff, I love. And nostalgic things make me cry because sometimes I can't move on from the past, and that's probably an issue, but eventually I do, and I hold things so near and dear to my heart. So like, let's say like a Hubba Bubba gum, that is so nostalgic to me. And like, I don't know, like an old TV show, like fucking iCarly. That's not that old. That's kind of new. Oswald, or like the Berenstain Bears. I don't know, like stuff like that. It's so like, it's so precious. It's so freaking precious. And when I like smell something nostalgic or like hear a nostalgic sound, it's just very beautiful to know that, you know, you have that in like the back of your mind. And I think we should like, you know, take our inner child with us a little bit and like know that we're okay now. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe I'm not even making sense. But yeah, I think that concept of, you know, like sometimes I think of my younger self and like how they would look at me now, and they'd probably be like, oh my god, she's so cool, she's so, I want to like have everything she has. Because back then I would look at my older cousins and I would think that, and now I'm that, and I think that's fucking awesome. And I'm like, younger me would be so proud, and she'd think that everything that I went through is crazy. But she went through it. And now we're here. And I think that's so fucking cool. And we should treat ourselves with care and tenderness. Because, you know, you don't want somebody talking to your younger self like a piece of shit. And, yeah, like, dude, heal that inner child. Even though that's easier said than done. But yeah, I mean, that's all kind of what I got. I don't know if any of it made sense. Sometimes I get insecure about having my own podcast because like y'all know I could talk for fucking hours, but I get scared because sometimes what if it doesn't make sense? But will you guys like be okay with that? Like, don't get mad at me, please. Please don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me, please. Please don't get mad. Please, I'm just doing this for my self-enjoyment, not for you. Psh, psh. No, yeah, I am kind of doing it for both of us. For the both of us, you know? Anyways, another topic that I'm going to transition to, not so smoothly, but I'm going to transition. What I'm looking for in a partner, okay? I know in the last episode I was all about, like, me time, and I'm not going on those fucking dating apps. I haven't, by the way. I've been staying strong and I have not gone on those fucking dating apps. But, oh my god, I think fucking is my new favorite word. Fucking, okay. I have ADHD, guys. I literally think I have it. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh yeah, have not gone on any of those dating apps, even though I want to. Because, ooh, I'm such a baddie. And, you know, someone deserves me. Like, I don't want to like steer away from the lover girl that I am, but I have fucking trust issues now, and I'm fucking traumatized. Like, it's not easy to go back and have a roster like I used to, guys. It's not easy. It's not fucking easy out here. And so, yeah, I have not gone on the dating apps. I'm not going to yet. Eventually I think I'll be okay, because I do miss going out on dates and I do miss meeting people, and you know, I want to experience as much as I can. I also don't want to isolate myself and become like a hermit, you know, and I feel like I have been doing that a little bit, but in a healthy way. I'm going to the gym, I'm reading, I'm hanging out with my friends, and it's not excessive. So I think everything with balance has been really good, really, really good and healing for me right now. So I don't need to go on dating apps yet, okay? But I'm gonna share with you guys some things that we should, some things that we should be looking for in a partner. I mean, maybe not you, but me for sure. So basically, number one, honesty, ding, 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 and vulnerability. If you can get vulnerable with me, we're locked in, babe. We're together. We're like this. We're fucking, I want to be your soulmate. I want to know everything about you. I want to know your deepest, darkest secrets. I want to know what the fuck you ate for dinner last night. I want to know your traumas. I mean, don't trauma dump me on me, like, immediately. Please don't. But also, like, progressively, we will get there. But I want to talk about everything and anything. And I think it's such a cool feeling when you can talk to somebody about anything, just any fucking topic, and they're down. They're down to think. They're down to talk to you. And even if they're not down to talk to you, they're down to listen to you. And that's all I need. I need a good fucking listener, okay? I also realized I need somebody who is very, I guess, reassuring and shows affection, okay? I think I've always been this way. I've always been very affectionate towards my friends. I love giving them hugs. I love telling them how much I love them and how beautiful they are. And usually that comes out sometimes when I'm drunk. I'm like, oh my God, I love you guys. But I don't really need to be drunk to tell you that I love you, because I do it all the fucking time. And sorry, friends, if you guys get annoyed, but I love y'all. Hi, Pookies. Hi, Pookies out there. But yeah, I think that is, that is another thing that I really want. Oh, okay, this one. You have to be funny. If we can laugh for hours, and you can take what I'm putting down, and I can take what you're putting down, ooh, I'm in love with you. Like, we're in love. Let's get married. Like, if you're fucking funny, that's all I want. You know, I think good banter leads to good, you know, future endeavors. And you can make literally anything out of a situation. And if you have good banter, I think that's all that fuck, like, that's really fucking good. Of course, communication is another big one. I feel like I'm very good at expressing how I feel. I feel like in my first really long-term relationship, I did not open up a lot. And then, you know, it is a little bit hard for me sometimes because I don't want to come off as a burden, but no. Communicating your feelings, I think, is the best thing to happen. And I feel like in my, like, situationships, I have tended to, I mean, a situationship, fuck a situationship, y'all. Like, I'm not for that. I had one, and I was obsessed with the person who was not obsessed with me. And that is crazy. Like, we need to stand up. We cannot do that. You want somebody to be obsessed with you, and that's what I want. I want somebody to be obsessed with me. I mean, not in like a crazy way, like not like that girl from iCarly. I keep making iCarly references. Me saying I keep, but it's just like the second reference. But okay, that girl that like locked them in the basement, what was her name? Fuck, that's gonna bother me. Hold on, I need to look that up because she was so funny. Girl who locked, hold on, I need both hands. Locked up iCarly cast name. Watch her name be like Shelby. That's not her name. Who was the second girl? Nora! Her name was Nora Derschlitt. Yeah, okay, don't be like Nora, but kind of be like, Let me think of a character who's like obsessed with their person. Girl, I don't even know. Did my camera stop recording? Stop. Did my camera stop recording? I can't tell. Guys, I can't tell. Ooh. My bones be cracking. Oh my god. Did it stop recording? I can't tell. Guys. Okay, yeah, my camera stopped recording. That's very embarrassing. Did I go over? I didn't think I went over the time, but I guess I did. Oh well, long video and long podcast episode. But yeah, that's, I want somebody who's obsessed with me, but like not like Nora, you know? Next thing, somebody who gets along with my brother and my family, someone who's adventurous, and somebody who gets along with my friends as well, and somebody who lets me be independent but also codependent when I feel the need, you know? Like, I am very independent. I feel like I've been alone for a real long time, and I'm pretty proud of that. But what I mean by that is kind of like, oh, like, I'm gonna go out to like get food, bye. Like, I just want, if I want something, I'm gonna go get it. Or like, I'm gonna go to Barnes and Noble real quick, you don't have to come with me, but I'll be back, you know? Like, shit like that. Like, I'm gonna go watch a movie by myself, I really want to watch this movie but by myself. Like, that's cool if you let me do that. Yeah, but like, also it's nice if you're like, oh, but can you like come with me to do this or come with me to do that? But obviously not all the time, because I need to invite my friends. I'm very like I said, ew, I sound like my old coworker. He always said like I said all the time. But as I was saying, you wait, what was I fucking saying? Brain fart. I'm having a brain fart right now. Yeah, I forgot what I was saying completely. I think the fruit, I ate so much fruit earlier, and you guys will see in the vlog that's coming out after this how the allergic reaction like happened in my mouth. It's still kind of like weird feeling, but oh, I was saying that I'm a really friend oriented person, so if you can let me be with my friends for a weekend and not get upset, then wow, I found my person. I found my fucking person, you know? And yeah, eventually, I know time will give me that. But as of right now, I'm chilling. I have a Galentine's this weekend. I keep talking about it, I feel. But you guys will see it in a video soon. And yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much to say anymore. I already went past the time for my camera, so I'm gonna figure out how to edit this. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Rate me on Spotify if you want. You don't have to, but if you want to, that'd be really nice. And yeah, I'll see you guys in the next video. Thanks for watching. And bye.